on the phone in studio and on Zoom here. We've got Adam Asher, and he is one of the managers at Salem Media Group. And also, he is has a lot of radio background and video background. And because we are here wrestling with the pandemic, if you will, the COVID-19, the coronavirus, I thought it would be great to talk to him as a manager, as a as a father, and as a Christ follower, because he's juggling a lot of balls here and trying to just, you know, help everybody that in this insecure situation. So, Adam, welcome.
Well, thank you very much, Rick. Yes, it's an honor to be here. And of course, I've enjoyed working with you for so many years. You're a good friend of mine. You are a wonderful radio professional. We have a lot of fun. You know, as I think about Faith Talk Live, you and Dan and Morgan through the years, it's been a very fun program. It's been uplifting. You guys talk about things that matter, you know, in terms of faith and community and wonderful projects that are happening. But, you know, you also talk about the church and what it means to be a Christian in today's world. And suddenly we all wake up and today's world is very, very different.
Yes.
And thanks for the opportunity. Thanks for all that you and Dan and Morgan do on the air with Faith Talk Live here on Faith Talk Atlanta. And yes, of course, if you're listening on the radio, you'll be able to actually go watch this interview because it's being recorded also on video between our two studios, Rick's studio and my studio. We'll be able to share this on social media as well.
Adam, let me ask you this first, as far as you personally, when you first heard this, before, you know, the grocery stores were being emptied of toilet paper and meats and milks and all that kind of thing, did you think it was serious at all? Was it just like, oh, okay, here's another flu, you know, it's in China, we get flu every year, it's a little different, it's got a different name. How'd you feel about that? What was going through your mind?
Well, I always took it seriously. I mean, I think most people did, but we didn't really know how serious it was. I think my journey through this has probably been like so many people's journey. I first heard about it when it was affecting Asia. And, you know, I have a lot of friends around the world and I've had the opportunity to travel I love my hometown of Atlanta, Georgia, always have, but I tend to have a very international perspective and have friends from all over the world. So I knew about this. I knew this was happening in Asia. I knew it was affecting China. I knew that it was affecting Malaysia. Hmm. I knew it was affecting Australia. And it just, as it began to spread, and these things do, and they have happened before. And back in December and in January, my friends in that part of the world were, I knew they were carrying a burden, and I was a bit of, I tried to speak encourage, you know, words of encouragement to them, and meant every word of it. And of course it was all true. I hope, you know, just taking things one day at a time and being careful, but not despairing and stuff like that. But I think now, as we have seen in the last week and a half, as we've watched everything go from serious to really, really serious in terms of how we're taking it as a nation. My concern has gone up and we've having to do a lot of different things to heed the warnings and the requests by the government and the governments. But now, just to close that thought there, I'm feeling what my friends were feeling a month ago, 2 months ago. I have an appreciation, I think we all do, of what it's like for a virus like this and a threat like this to go away our daily lives. Mm-hmm. And I think we're all dealing with that. And, you know, that's that in and of itself is very serious.
You know, a lot of folks I've heard on television, radio, social media, is that they're trying to compare this with 9/11. They're trying to compare it with the crash of 2008. And really, there's not a comparison. We were kind of limping by on those two events. It was shocking, but I think this is going to have more effect on us in so many ways. Obviously, because I'm talking to you from my studio at home, your studio at home, we're quarantined. We're not able to go to our radio station, our studios that we normally go to in downtown. So you're having to not only do your skill, your craft over the microphone and video there and here, but also you're having to manage people at a distance. What have you found? I mean, this can be scary on an employee's perspective. It can be a little bit scary on all levels, really. How are we doing? How are the employees doing? And how are you handling the employees at this point?
Well, first off, I'll address, you know, what you mentioned about it, the comparison to 9/11 and to other, you know, financial crashes or scenarios that we've had. And all I can say, and I know everybody will agree with me on this, this is completely different. Mm-hmm. And we don't know. We have the benefit now of being able to look back on 9/11 and look back on it through the lens of history and say, this is what happened. This is how we felt. We didn't know this. We knew that, so on and so forth. And I remember, of course, you know, I remember what that was like. So many of the people alive today are younger brothers and sisters. They were real young, like babies or hadn't been born yet. And so they didn't live through that. We did. I remember that feeling. I remember that the sinking feeling and wandering, you know, wondering as I would go through the day, wow, I mean, that there are, we must now live with the fact or the knowledge that there are other people who wish to do us harm. That was the lesson we took from 9/11, and our world changed. And, you know, we adapted and did some things we needed to do and bounced back as a nation. Well, now we're being told that the threat is invisible, it is unseen, and the threat could be in our friends, it could be in our family, it could be in us. Right now, as we stand now very early in the nation's response, and the uncertainty is very, very real. It's very, very concerning. And it forces us, I guess, to the uncertainty, right? Which is to really not know how bad is this threat? Right. How bad is it? Mm-hmm. And what are the effects going to be? So we're, as a nation, we're pulling through that. You know, my own family is pulling through that as we deal with that. And then, of course, as you mentioned, my role for and with Salem Media Group is I have a position of leadership both in the Atlanta market and also in the Miami market at this point. And I care a great deal about my teams and I think very highly of them. I'm very proud of how they're responding to this. And I, first and foremost, as Christians, we must remember that we have a peace that passes all understanding. Mm-hmm. And we like to sing about that and we like to talk about that. But let me tell you, brother and sister, you better cling on to that right now, because now is when you need a peace that has nothing to do with your understanding. So grab a hold of that, because you may need it in the days ahead as we are perplexed and confused and confounded by what's going on and why it's happening and so on. So as Christians, we have a strength and a peace in knowing that. But also, we work in the media industry. We work in radio. Mm-hmm. And radio is an extremely important medium. And radio has an ability to reach people right where they are and to do so without all the other necessities. You know, you don't have to have the internet. You don't have to have a phone. You don't have to have the television. Frankly, you don't even have to have electricity. You know, radio is always there. If you've got your radio and it's got battery power or whatever, radio has a very, very important role to play during times where we're just not sure, you know, where things are headed. So in that regard, I'm proud of the teams. I think they are stepping up just as you are. We're trying to play our, I know I'm talking a long time here, Rick, sorry. But we're trying to do our part. You know, we're trying to stay voluntarily quarantined. You know, it's all voluntary at this point. We're just trying to limit our interaction with other people because that's how we can help and that's how we can fight the spread of this virus.
Adam Asher on the phone, or actually via Zoom, we're talking about the coronavirus, COVID-19, the pandemic. A lot of things have changed, taken most of us by surprise, but it's good to talk to Adam and get his perspective. He is a father, he's a manager, he's a friend, he's a Christ follower. And we just wanted to spend some time with him to find out his perspective and how that can help us all. I know that, Adam, that there has been a lot of fear, as I mentioned earlier, with the supplies that seems to dry up really rapidly, although a lot of the food chains have been able to stock, restock, and it's not as bad as it was for most products. But there were events where people would panic and there were physical altercations, verbal altercations. As Christ followers, as the church, how can we stand out and minister to those folks in a way that's effective? I know we don't want to put our head in the sand. How can we do that effectively?
Well, I think first and foremost, it goes back to just that sense of peace and that sense of strength. We don't really know what is headed our way. And there is no better or no more visible and needed strength than being strong when things aren't certain. The fact of the matter here is we know that God is in control. We know that. And we know that as he made promises to us that we cling to and have clinged to for our entire lives, and generations of people have clung to these promises for a long, long time. When he made those promises to us, he was not unaware of this. When he made those promises to us, He didn't do it blind to anything, much less to this scare and this virus. So we need to remember that. While the virus may catch us off guard, while it may confuse us, it doesn't do any of those things to the Lord. He's got this, and this is all a part of his plan. We need to be smart. We need to be careful. Now we need to be sure that we're stocking up. We need to be sure that as we have the opportunity to buy things that we need to get them. I mean, it's just good common sense. We don't need to do it in a panic. We don't need to do it in a frenzy. And we don't need to do it at the expense of other people. And certainly anyone who is acting out of fear is not acting out of faith. I mean, those two things are diametrically opposed. If you're acting out of fear, then you're not acting out of faith. So be sure to check yourself. And it's a tough one because fear creeps in and uncertainty creeps in, but hold on to your faith and do that, whether you're talking to your children or you're talking to your parents or your coworkers, or when you are out at the store getting supplies, be sure you interact with people with that same sort of loving peace that the Lord Jesus had, regardless.
Adam Asher is talking about what's going on. We're all experiencing this, and you know, we're really all in this together, and we appreciate his time. He's very, very busy on the fly, having meetings and trying to situate in a just uncomfortable situation. Employees, friends, family members, and as you heard, if you heard early on in the interview, even friends in Asia and across the seas, around the globe, if you will, and our prayers are really with everyone. I mean, those folks, the ones in China, in Asia, Indonesia, and here, we want to continue to lift up sinner or saint. Our prayers are with those. Just real quick, and then I'll let you go. You know me, and you've known me for a long, long time. And my personality defaults to humor. I enjoy humor, and I hope and believe that most people do enjoy that humor, which makes me happy. But at this point, it's kind of pushed me back into, and I also pastor, which doesn't mean that the two have to be, there has to be a chasm in between. But I found myself that I've really had to switch the humor, dial the humor down, and be more pastoral at this point, which I love doing, and that's what I'm called to do. But also I noticed that if I get too serious, that there's no life, there's no joy, and I feel like that there's a little room for levity. What do you feel about that, and how can we balance that?
Well, I think there absolutely is room for some levity, and yet it just everything has to be now seen through the lens of what we're going through. And so we should not lose our joy. We have reason to be joyous and to be full of hope. And the reasons we are have nothing to do with what's happening around us. It has nothing to do with any of the things happening in the world today. You know, the Lord has this. He's got this. Mm. And no matter what happens, we have Him. We have His love. We have His salvation. We have His protection. And we, the human race, I mean, look through history, and including read through the Bible. I mean, some really, really tough times have come upon people in the past. That's not new. The situation is new, but is not a new concept to us as the human race. The real question is going to be, how are we going to handle it? And I think we all need to keep that in mind on a daily basis. Let's get through this together.
Yes.
Even though we're being told that we have to stay apart.
Yes.
Emotionally and spiritually, we're together. We're in this together in spirit, and we're going to help each other in every way that we can. Definitely some tough times, but real faith and real love and real peace are those that are present come what may. Come what may. Things get better, things get worse, things look a little better today, they look a little worse the next day. Okay, that's going to happen. It's going to be up and down. But we should have a peace and a strength and a love and a hope that other people, perhaps that don't have the Lord, they may not understand. This is an opportunity that we can share that with them and live it by example. And I'm not telling you that's easy in these times, but brothers and sisters, let's live by example.
That's so good, Adam Asher. Adam, thank you so much. We appreciate you. And we look forward to talking to you in a few more days. We'll catch up, and we'll continue to fight this fight together. Thanks.
Thank you, Rick. God bless you. God bless you, everybody.